AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host slash sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season 3, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU. On this 9th episode of season 3, we're sitting down with Eric Wilson. They are currently in their final semester at VCU with a focus in media production. Eric was one of my classmates from last semester. He's a creative, writer, and a photographer. Eric has a hyperfixation when it comes to movies and how they are shot and the specifics. Out of a lot of people I've met through media production, nobody has the amount of drive and dedication that Eric does. He creates many pieces of short-form cinematic content on his YouTube page. With the color grading and styles and influences, each time he creates something special. All right, Eric, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm just Eric, honestly. I'm just a guy that picked up a camera in like 2020 and, you know, just never put it down. Just a guy, Eric.
In that project, you used a song. I don't know if this is what the song's called, but I know the lyrics were Slipping into Darkness. So how do you use inspiration for music into your film productions and just ideas you want to get out there?
Yeah, music has probably been like one of the biggest inspirations in my life. Like my siblings, you know, like we go to church. My family go to church. So, you know, like my siblings played the drums, the bass, the organ, you know, and then I came in on the end when I got older and played a little bit of the drums. So it's just like, I've heard music. I understand that all genres are the same. You know, when people be like, oh, that music is devil music. I'm like, all genres delve into each other and yeah. They all are inspired by each other. Like people know that, you know, blues, really gifted gospel and gospel gifted blues, you know, they're all the same. So yeah, music has really just like been a huge inspiration. I listen to music every day, and you know, half of the films that I've written were inspired by music. Like I remember I wrote this one film, I just never ended up filming it and, you know, producing it, but like I was looking back, oh, this is basically the song. Oh, I don't think I can do this, because like the entire script was like the song, and I was like, oh, I can't do that. But like Slipping into Darkness, I remember I was coming home. It's actually on Sunday from church. We had just went to like dinner for something, and the song came on. I was like, oh, dang, this would be cool. And I came up with the first idea of the last scene,
yeah,
of Xavier in the car, and I'm like, oh, dang, that'd be amazing. Wrote it in my notes, and that's where all my ideas from. Like, if somebody ever steals my phone and they get my notes, they have all my $1 million ideas.
Millions,
like,
yeah.
Like, I come up with stuff and I write down. Like, so I wrote it down, and I didn't write anything, you know, at all that summer. And then, like, it's funny enough, on the way to church, I had my computer with me. I opened up Final Draft, and I started writing it, and I was like, oh, this is sick. And the entire time I was writing it, I was listening to the song. And came to the class that semester, brought the script. You know, some things changed around. And really shout out Milazzo, because looking back at it, that like, I love when teachers push me, especially when they know that you know a little bit more coming into the class.
Yeah, and that's one thing I'll say is, like, I felt like I was going into that class, and I had maybe, like, you know, little experience with like audio and not much stuff. And I'd say out of anyone in that class, you definitely had like the most prowess or like just drive, and you went in there, you were like, yeah, this is my portfolio, this is what I've done. And he saw that, but he like really wanted to challenge you, like, yeah, regardless.
Which
and,
is
like,
great.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. Like, it's kind of hard at first, but you get to a certain point where you just really appreciate it, for sure.
Yeah, it really, shout out Milazzo. He's probably been one of the best media production teachers I've had, because he pushed me. And, you know, like we said, coming from people who coming into class, oh, I know a little bit, you need a teacher to push you. And he definitely... Mm-hmm. When he was cutting it up and he was telling me, you need to fix this, we need to reshoot this, I didn't want to do it because I hate going back, and I hate, let's put the camera up.
Having more shoot days. I'm
usually a cut and dry, one day shoot day, and call it a day. Yeah. So he really, shout out Milazzo, man.
One thing I do got to say is, you know, looking at your project, you had a very, like, not to say straightforward, but like, you had an idea, you wanted to capture that idea, and you got it on your like your little short film, like cinematics you make on YouTube. They're very short videos, but they're really like cinematic and story driven, which is really cool. So when I look at your work, I see an emphasis on repetition. You work on a project and you really master it and try and finish it and just get a good grasp on it. And then you put it out straight into the world, and then you look for more ideas. How have you grown to love the repetition process when working on projects? And does it help you stay in a certain type of flow when working?
Yeah, I would probably say I'm a cut and dry guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a cut and dry guy. Like, I don't ask for much. I don't do much. I find a recipe that works, and I keep cooking in that in the kitchen. Finding that... It took a couple of hard tuning for that, because, I mean, when you're looking at film, everybody wants to be deep. Everybody wants to be Christopher Nolan. Everybody wants to have the reach back, and they did that. And it's just like, half the time, people's attention spans aren't that long.
No, yeah.
So, like, you can't really, especially in this generation, you can't really have a long, drawn-out story. And this isn't coming at, like, stories that are long and drawn out, because I love Nolan, he's one of my favorite directors, but it's just like, if you're making these short films, just keep it simple. My favorite show, The Office, Michael Scott, keep it short. No, keep it simple, stupid. That's like something I live by, because it's like, yo, like, if you want to create a film that's like 5 minutes, you gotta shorten to the point. Like, my last film I did, it was a little drawn out. It was about two friends wanting to go to a party, that's it. Mm-hmm. And the other girl thought her hair didn't look nice. Fixed it. That's it. Like, you don't really, like, finding a recipe. And that's what works for me. Like, I know people who need to have it drawn out. They create all this other stuff. And they create beautiful work. And I think that's great. But what works for me is I'm gonna have an idea in my notes app. I'm going to think of it one day. Oh, I had that one idea in my notes app. I'm going to open up Final Draft. I'm going to write it. I'm going to send it to my siblings in my siblings group chat. I'm going to send it to my girlfriend. They're going to tell me some things I need to change. I'm not going to shoot it for a little while. I'm going to think on it, go back, retype it, relook at it, find some actors, shoot it on one day, edit it the next day, and call it a day. So, I mean, it's just what works for me. I mean, and I've really changed it over time, because, I mean, I used to be I'm not really a patient guy, but I used to not really be a patient guy. Like, I shoot it the same day. I gotta edit it the same day. Yeah. Like,
all right. So what sort of films really inspired you to be the person you are today, but also stylistically to the films you make?
Do the Right Thing. It's probably my favorite. Almost anything by Spike Lee, you know, has influenced me. You know, one of my favorite.
That's with Giancarlo Esposito, right?
Yeah. It is my favorite movie. I was asked in my screenwriting class to come up with my top five, and I think three of my movies were Spike Lee films. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm in love with the way that he directs. I'm in love with the way that his former DP that used to, Ernest Dickerson, shoots. I was just in love with it, and that was one of my first biggest inspirations in film. So Do the Right Thing, a lot of Akira Kurosawa's work too, which Spike Lee was inspired by him. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said that was one of his favorite filmmakers. That's what made me want to look into, you know, Kurosawa's work, was when Spike Lee was like, yeah, you need to watch that. I was like, okay, let me watch it. I watched Rashomon, and then I watched, can't think of the name.
Have you seen
right
Ran?
Now. Oh my god. Ran's I can talk insane. About Ran for
yeah,
for this, days.
I like watching that. One thing for me, like, I obviously love a movie and its plot, but like, if a movie has a killer soundtrack, like, I don't care about the plot. Like, I'm listening to the music and I'm just like heartbroken or something.
Such,
and that
such
movie,
a beautiful film.
Yeah.
And the thing about Kurosawa, he was going blind, so near the end of his films, everything was so popped in color. Like, Ron's blood is very red. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Really love that film.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate you being on.
Thanks. Yeah. I try my best.
Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Reach out to us on Instagram at @badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. Thanks so much for listening to episode 9 of season 3.